Submitted by the staff of the Aurelia Museum of Art and History, OMAH. The weather hasn't been particularly cooperative for ski enthusiasts, but there was a time when there was enough snow in downtown Aurelia to commute, by ski. Gordon Alexander, Skid, Watson wasn't daunted by his uphill climb from Colborne Street to Aurelia High School at the top of the West Street Hill. A mere 2 kilometers, Skid would ski up to school, an easy feat for one of the town's top athletes. Following high school, Skid went on to be the general secretary of the Aurelia YMCA for 41 years, 1928-69, leaving an indelible mark on the town. Another Aurelia athlete, David Towne, documented Skid's story in his book, Building Character, Stories from Aurelia's Remarkable YMCA, as well as in the OMAH publication, The History of Aurelia in 50 Artifacts. Leading the Y through the difficult years of the Depression and the Second World War, Skid managed through sheer willpower to develop it into one of the most admired YMCAs in Canada. His two most obvious accomplishments were founding the Aurelia Wise Men's Club, the largest and most influential Wise Men's Club in Canada, and Camp Summerland, a wilderness camp for boys and girls that set a standard for other Y camps. Beyond these significant accomplishments, Skid truly cared about people. He accepted every person, recognizing their talents, even when they could not see it themselves. He showed people they could learn from their mistakes, especially when they suffered misfortune. He guided people to see a path forward. He embodied the YMCA mission, which is to lift people up by giving them opportunities to grow in mind, body and spirit. Skid's motto, displayed on a little sign on his desk, was, "A man can accomplish almost anything if he doesn't care who gets the credit." He felt it was one's duty-bound obligation to educate oneself, to keep fit and to recognize with reverence the wonders life offered. By the end of his career, he became known as Mr. YMCA, a wonderful moniker, coined by his peers, out of respect for Skid's kindness and awareness. He never stopped pursuing life as exuberantly as he did as a youth, when he skied through snowstorms to get to school. Next week, we will feature another object from the OMAH collection that showcases our local history.